I hate to interrupt a song like that. I was getting my groove on while this was going down, but yeah, we're ready for some basketball action here. The first game of the season between the T-Jacks from King Cove and the Sandpoint Eagles. Here's a tip-off, Carl versus Jason Duarte. It's on the ground. They're, oh, man, working hard for it. And who was that? Ryder. Gunnarsson wasn't going to let that one go easy. Dylan Larson thought he could pick up on the ground, but Ryder came out of nowhere, and there's a jump ball. Good hustle by Mr. Gunnarsson. Good effort by Dylan. They're going to redo that jump ball. So here we go. 20 seconds taken off the clock, and we're back to where we started. Are they Oh, they're just going to give it a fresh reboot. Here we go. 8 minutes on the clock. There's a tip. Oh, Carl with the dominant pull that time and into the hands of Colton Mack right where he was aiming for. And we are underway. Welcome to the 2017 season. This is what we're here for. Good screen by Carl. Colton takes it over to the right-hand side. Pass down to Joseph. All the way around the horn to Ryder on the left-hand side. Here we go. On the floor. Anthony Webster for the first three shot of the season. Doesn't go down, but Colton with the board. Ian Samuelson guarding him like glue. On the floor, we have Colton Mack, Carl Smith, Joseph Ortega, Ryder Gunnarsson, and Anthony Webster for the T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson, I see Levi Larson down there, Anthony Reeves, not Levi Larson, Dylan Larson, Gary Gould, and Jason Duarte. And there's the first 2 points of the game and the season. 7:15 left on the clock. The score is 2-0, Eagles with the lead. Gary runs into a little traffic, hands it back out to Mr. Larson. Larson takes it down the right-hand side, passed into the bottom right-hand post where Jason Duarte will do a nice move into the paint, puts a jumper up from about 3 feet out, and it's good. 2-2 now is the score. Here we go. Offense running well now. I can see the plays going into action for both teams. Oh, but nice poke-out steal by Ian. He's got a fast break. Carl gets in between him, pulls up, puts a shot from about 7 feet out, doesn't go down. Dylan Larson had the board, was about to put something up, but I think it was Anthony Webster just stripped it right out of his hands as he was powering up underneath the basket. And it goes out of the bounds, last touch by the Eagles. 6:35 on the clock, score remains 2-2. Thrown in, high pass to Ian Samuelson. He takes it about to near half court. And they'll run the play here. Gary Gould with it now, looking for an opportunity. They'll keep passing around. Ian for his first three-point shot. It's off the mark by about a foot, but Jason Duarte with a great rebound and brings it up. Left-hand side powers up, and it's good. I'm joined here by my partner in crime, Mr. Mikey Stroud. Mikey, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing good.
All right, so here we go, underway. There's Anthony Webster. Oh, his three-point shot is going to go off the backside of the rim. No good there. It goes out of bounds. Looks like the last touch by T-Jacks. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Colton Max going to throw it in. Plays in motion. Looking for someone. Ryder Gunnarsson is going to get the ball. Hands it back off to Colton. Here we go. 5:48 left in the first quarter. The score is 4-2. King Cove in the lead. Colton calling the play in action. Not seeing a lot of movement. There they go. The Eagles snap into it. Looks like they were kind of watching the ball. Joseph for three. No good. Colton trying to come down with the board. He had Ian Samuelson and Jason Duarte. Colton's got good jumps, and he's been working out a lot this season, but still, when you got those two guys around you, it's going to be hard to compete for that rebound.
Yeah.
All right, here we go now with the T-Jack. Bring into the paint. Gary Gould runs into a bit of traffic. Shot is knocked out, so that way it's not going to make it to the basket, and Ryder Gunnarsson's there to pick it up. A little contact as he went in there into the lane. But Eagles now with the ball. Into the hands of Carl Smith as they pass around three-point line. And, you know, the Eagles are looking for lots of threes. They're going to have to bring it inside, get it closer to the basket. Colton there with a shot. He drove into the paint, took it up from about midpoint of the free-throw line to the basket. No go. So Michael Stroud here has been interning for us. He wants to get a little bit on the play-by-play action. As you can see, I'm going to have to rein in the conversation from him. The T-Jacks have the ball. Ian Samuelson with it. He's tightly guarded by Colton Mack. He gets a screen from Anthony Reeves, but, man, the ball gets lost as Ian was trying to get around Mr. Reeves, picked up by the Eagles. So the Eagles now with possession. They're down by two. They've got 4:30 on the clock. Colton Mack, nice screen by Carl, sets him up for a three. It's going to be a little bit hard off the glass, but it banked almost in. He knew exactly what he was doing. Colton gets the ball back, though, off the rebound. He drives it into the baseline and puts up a jumper from about 12 feet out. No good. Everyone taking shots. I think they're just getting that preseason jitters out. You know, everyone's stoked. It's their first game. They look forward to this pretty much from the time they're born until the season begins. Jason Duarte gets the ball. He's passed into him. He turns into the paint and puts up a jumper. About 5-7 feet out. No good. Rebound to the Eagles. Holtz Max going to walk it up the path court line. Calls a play into action. Here we go. Got Anthony breaking in down the bottom. Oh, but pass to Ryder on the paint. He puts up a shot. That was on the right-hand side of the post and about 7 feet out. No good. High jump. Everyone's throwing a hard in. First timeout called there by the T-Jack. Mikey, what's your take on the first 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes of the game here?
Well, it seems that both teams have been practicing a lot for this moment. And, like, from what I see, like, both of them have pretty strong defense.
Yeah, defense definitely lots of energy on the defensive side. Both teams are working hard, trying to stick to their man. They're both playing man-to-man defense. So that works out well in terms of the high energy. Offensively, lots of shots taken, especially on Sam Point's side. They've been doing a good job getting their rebounds. You know, that's kind of something that I see make and break a lot of games, is who's making the offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Exciting to see the freshmen this year on the bench for the Eagles. We got Justin Mobeck, Logan, Thompson, and who else do we have? Oh, Jesse Starnes.
Don't forget about Abraham and Joshua Bravo.
They're not freshmen.
Shout
out to the freshmen there. But no, we can't forget about the Bravo brothers. All right, passing goes to the Eagles there from the baseline. They get the ball and run their play. It doesn't go in. Kinko still with the lead, but only by 2. 4-2 with 3:19 on the clock, and they have possession. Here's Dylan Larson with the ball. He'll hand off to Gary. A pass over to Ian. He drives in, puts up a shot. A little bit of hand goes onto the ball, though. Oh, and there's going to be a foul against Joseph. Joseph Ortega. Put some heavy contact there on, I believe it was Dylan Larson as he was going for the rebound. Anthony Reeve looking good over here. Haven't seen him for a while. He's in the game now. Looking like he's been working hard. Is that Anthony Reeve number 54? Let me see this here. Yeah, Anthony Reeve looking like he's becoming a man over here. He's looking excited to see these guys. Haven't seen them for all year and how they grow over the summer. All right, Gary Golden's ball. He drives into the paint. Oh, is that going to be a jump ball?
Yeah.
Travel called there as Gary Gould powered up for the shot inside the free throw line.
Yeah, that was an up and down.
Yep, and a good hand on the ball by the defense standpoint. Brought him back down without releasing the shot. So Colton Mack has the ball, and he's going to send it down to the right-hand side. Carl Smith bounces up to Ryder, who's open for the shot. Again, a little hard off the glass. Rebound goes to Colton Mack, though. Good effort by Colton. Powerful pass to the left-hand side, and Joseph, oh, he's wide open for the three. Goes off the back of the iron. Picked up by Carl, and a pushing foul.
Shot's no good.
It's only about 30 seconds past the whistle,
yeah.
So. Foul, pushing call against the T-Jacks there. First foul of the game for the T-Jacks. Throw in underneath their own basket for the Eagles. Anthony Webster's going to have the ball for Sam Point. And he'll throw it in. Here we go. Anthony looking for Colton Mack. He finds him. Colton sends it back to Anthony. He's wide open for a jumper. There we go.
Nice.
Count for two. Just inside the three-point line. Anthony Webster. Good shot. Wide open. Scoped it in. Just took it down. King Cove sporting their nice black jerseys with the gold and white stripes. Oh, man. Second for Joseph. That was an accident. Jason Duarte got the pass into him on the just below the basket on the right-hand side. He put it up, and Joseph just reacts quickly and slaps him his hand a little bit. Didn't mean to because he moved right in the midst of it. Here's number three on the floor now. That's J.C. McNeff. Haven't met this young man yet. Freshman coming in. J.C.'s in, and Carl's going to come out. The sixth man's going to be Wolf Jackson. High energy from Wolf Jackson whenever he's on the court. He always comes up with some pretty exciting plays. T-Jacks with the ball. Gary Gold's going to hand it over to Ian Samuelson, who passed into the paint. Good plays being run by the Eagles. They're very methodical. Jason just got wide open, passed it. You know, they get past the defense, and you can see that with the T-Jacks. They're running their plays like clockwork. They're always in motion. Standpoint, going to need to get a little bit more of that. Anthony for a long shot for three. Chokes it in, no good. He's off the top of the rim. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by
Kinko. Yeah.
All right, so there's a whistle. We got Anthony or Wolf coming back out, Carl going back in. Looks like he was getting some instructions from the coach. Quick shot by Carl. It's good. And there it is.
Nice.
Whatever the coach said to it worked. That's 7-6 now. Sam Point with the lead with a minute 30 left to go here in the first quarter. Ian Samuelson doesn't want to leave this in the hands of the Eagles with the lead going into the first quarter of the season, so we know he's going to do something here. He calls a play, motion in action, pick set up by Jason Duarte, lets Ian drive up the left-hand side. Oh, man, but the layup's no good. And rebound, though, being hard fought for. Dylan Larson got it, but his pass goes into the hands of Colton. He's got 60 seconds on the clock with a chance to extend Sam Point's lead here going into the second quarter. Nice screen set by Ryder. Colton drives down the side, but he has to dish it out to the three-point line where Anthony Webster misses the shot. Rebound. Dylan and Ryder both fighting for it. And good effort, but oh, but Ian messes his pass up and sends it right to Colton. Colton takes it right, left, fakes out. Dylan takes it. Dylan fouls him up on the layup. That's going to send Colton to the line for two. And good effort by Dylan. Great energy from both these teams. Lots of effort. All right, here we go. To the free throw line, Colton Mack goes for the first free throw shot of the game. All right, he's going to take it. Exhales, gets his focus, drains it. Probably just about 1,000 of those every night at Open Gym, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's like the captain for a reason.
Yeah, hardworking young man. 6 for T-Jacks, 8 for Eagles. Make that 9 as he drains the second bucket. Colton Mack there. All right, and so with 30 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, Ian being met at the half-court line by Colton. He's not going to make this one easy. He's going to make Ian work. Ian's been working on his dribbling skills. Gets the screen by Jason. Drives in and loses the ball as he drives up for the layup. And there's a whistle. I believe that's a foul being called there on 1-1. That's going to be Ryder. Put a hand in on Ian as he was going in. Force the contact. And that will be a throw-in underneath their own basket. On the floor, we have Michelle Holmberg and Raynell Gardner representing Sam Point. Oh, and that's going to be called a shooting foul. That's kind of interesting. It didn't look like he was really shooting. I know he's going for the layup and he was driving in, but...
It looked like he was passing.
Yeah, all right. So the first one by Ian goes down, hits the back of the rim, straight down. That makes it now 9-7. Sam Point still with a 2-point lead. Ian gets the ball. He looks at it. I like how he holds the ball for the free throw. He just, like, stares at the basket, frees out. Whistle on that one. I don't know if it's a lane violation. Oh, yeah, maybe Dylan moved a little quickly off the fire of the shot. Lane violation. Ian's going to have to do that one more time, I believe.
They didn't take the point away.
They didn't, so we'll see what happens there. All right, here we go. And the second one's good, and that makes it tight. Maybe it was a lane violation for Standpoint. I don't know if that gives him a second, another shot to the line, but yeah. All right, here we go. 9-9, tied game. Last 20 seconds, Colton drives into the paint, runs into some contact, no whistle calls. Ball goes into the hands of the T-Jacks, and oh, man, there's a hop, skip, and a jump by Jason as he's trying to pass it. No foul called. Man, two back-to-back shots by the T-Jacks. None of them go down. And with that, we have the end of the first quarter, tied 9-9. Great effort from both these teams as the King Cove and the Sandpoint teams have been practicing very hard. You can see, like you said, the defense is looking good on both sides, man-to-man with high energy. We got the Lady Eaglets over here, and there's Kaylee going up on a nice stunt. Want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors, to the Shoeing Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, also to Vintel Airways, Tel Alaska, GCI, the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, the Alley Corporation, and, of course, the Illusions East Borough, all fine sponsors of KSCP who make these broadcasts happen. And do not forget, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, listen in to KSCP. We're going to have What's That Song? We're giving away a free sweatshirt and a radio. First caller in who knows the song. 1 p.m. tomorrow, Big Wave Dave's going to put it on there. So... make sure you're listening tomorrow at 1 p.m. What's That Song? Sweatshirt and a radio to the person who knows it. We're going to play like a quick 5-second sample of the song. It'll be fun. The number will be 383-KSTP, so make sure you tune in again 1 p.m. for What's That Song. All right, there we go. And again, this is Austin Roof here for the first game of the season 2017 with my cohort, Mikey Stroud.
What's up?
Not much, man. You know where that word cohort comes from?
No.
I believe it's a Roman term for soldiers.
kind of people who are on the same army together. They were cohorts. So you and I are in battle right now. Radio battle. Broadcasting. And who else is in battle? The King Cove T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Eagles. King Cove's going to have possession as they go into the second quarter. They're tied up 9-9. Ian fires it into the paint where Jason gets the ball, and he's had about 4 or 5 opportunities from there. Nice turn and jump, but doesn't go down. Rebound in favor of the Eagles. Colton Mack in his senior season. This is what it's all about for him. He's been really working so hard his whole life to get here. So has Ian Samuelson. It's going to be an exciting season. Good movement of the ball by the Eagles as they run the play. Anthony Webster got it below the basket, but he passed it back outside, letting the Eagles run the play. And I'm liking this. We're seeing motion from both teams on the offense. They're not just standing. Okay, now that I look down, the Eagles are standing around. I think they're waiting for the call for the play. All right, here we go. They're looking for the call. They're in motion. Pass it to the top. Anthony Webster wide open. Good screen by Ryder. Allows Anthony wide open all around the rim and out again. First minute gone. No scoring here in the second quarter. T-Jacks with the ball. Here we go. Ian drives in. He sees a chance. Oh, nice little no-look pass to Jason. Goes down to his feet. He picks it up, puts up the shot. And again, man, Jason's had a lot of great looks, but he just can't get it to go down tonight so far. He's a great, talented player, though. He's had lots of good opportunities. Nice pass to Carl as he breaks into the paint. Man, Ryder gunners it with the feed from the three-point line. They've been practicing that one because I didn't even see Carl break in and just pick it up. It was a tough game for the Lady Eagles and the rookies, I'll tell you that much. The rookies came out pretty far ahead on this one for the first game. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. We will have another set of games. Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. He's going to throw it out of bounds on the pass. Good defense by the Eagles. The score is 11-9, Sandpoint with the lead, and there's a substitution coming in. I believe we have Mr. E. Lind. I'm trying to remember. Was Elijah Lind is back in for the rookies. Or T-Jack, sorry. Oh, Colton worked his way all the way around. Oh, and he practiced that layup a million times. It just didn't go down. But, man, he pulled a far-reaching right side arc to go into the baseline. Went around the entire defense and just got the motion going so fast. Gary Gould with the ball. Passes to Dylan. Oh, he gets past the defense but fires it a little too hard on the power-up. Out to the three-point line it goes, but picked up by Elijah, who gets it to Ian. Ian will put it up, and he gets a high jumper from the corner of the free throw line, but turns it into a pass where Jason Duarte just finishes it with a little power-up on the left-hand side. Good movement of the ball by the T-Jacks. Here's Sandpoint with the ball. Oh, and whistle there as Colton was moving in. Jason, I think, with a reach. That'll be a foul there. They're not tracking the fouls on the board, so I can't tell you how many that is, but the score is 11-11. Tied up here. Anthony's driving hard. He loses the ball but gets it back and puts it back out to Joseph, who takes the shot for three. Oh, the putback by Carl. Carl Smith followed it up, put it up, got it in midair. It's like he's playing jump, whatever that game is where they play jump.
I believe that's called a 32.
32, yep. They do that one all the time. Here's the T-Jacks with the ball now. Nice pass to Dylan on the right-hand side of the paint by Gary. He puts it up. No good. Rebound by Jason. He's going to finish the deal there. Takes it to 13 a pop, and we're under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Good game. The offense is starting to gel for both teams. They're starting to bring inside. Oh, nice feed by Colton from the three-point line to Joseph with the defense there. Gary Gould just stripped right out of Joseph's hand. Joseph was kind of off-balance when he brought it down. Good capitalization by Gary as they put it in there. Oh, pass goes to the foot of Dylan, and it bounces right back to Gary, though. So the ball will go into the hands now of the T-Jacks. I hear the band here chiming in with a little bit of a fight song. Long-distance shot by Ian, not going to go down, but Dylan Larson does it with the ball. He does a nice little three-point pivot there underneath the basket, looking for an opening. Doesn't see it, so he hands it off to Jason, who is just a little bit further back. He can see the shot. Puts it in for two, 15-13 is the score. Long shot for three by Anthony off the top of the rim. Nothing but T-Jacks below the basket for the board. Gary Gould brought it down, and he hands it off to Ian. T-Jacks with the ball and 4 minutes on the clock here. They're up by two, 15-13. Dylan's going to get the pass by Gary. Looks for the shot, doesn't take it. Passes down the line a little bit further to Gary Gould, and there's two more points. And I can see a little bit of frustration creeping in on the Eagles. Timeout. There's a quick 30-second timeout called by the Eagles. I can see a bit of frustration from the guys. They're looking for where was the coverage underneath the basket. And so Coach Smith giving the boys a talk to you about making sure you're on your assignments on the defense, watching for who's rebound, and boxed out. I say it every year. Every year. It's easy to forget, but you just got to get drilled into you. Boxed out. When the shot's up, you put your elbows out, and you just ram whoever's behind you away from the ball.
Yeah.
17-13 to score. T-Jack's on a bit of a run here, and I see Jesse Starnes looks like he's checking in. He's standing there by Coach
Sargent.
Sargent. Yep, Coach Toby Sargent in again for his second year. Assistant Brandon Smith and Randall Newman, who's been coaching the T-Jack for quite a while now and built himself quite a program. The Eagles just always nipping at the heels of the T-Jack the last few years. This, and I know they're hoping this is their year, but we'll see. All right, ball's back in. And on the floor, we do have Jesse Starr making his high school debut. He was a superstar down in the junior high circuit. Let's see what happens in the high school realm. All right, Eagles with the ball, passing around on the three-point line. Jesse's first pass is going to get tipped out of bounds. Oh, but trying to get it back, the Eagles last touched it. It was a good poke out by Ian. And Jesse showing some disappointment on that pass, but he needs to make sure he doesn't let it get into his head. It's first time. All right, here we go. It looks like man-to-man coverage. Yep. The pick over there by Jason. Gary tried to pass it to Jason, but no good. Oh, and the fast break. Anthony got a fast break opportunity as he turned around and dribbled. Ian was right there on his 3 o'clock and just picked up the ball before he hit the ground. Good defense by Ian Samuelson. Jason cuts in, gets the pass by Gary. As he picked it up, he kind of lost it right there at his hip, so he couldn't do a focused layup there as he was moving and trying to recover the ball. So goes out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. Sideline throw in there by the T-Jacks. Here we go. And we've got Mr. Ian Samuelson at the half-court line. Passes to Gary Gold on the right-hand side. Gary will drive in. And it's going to be a three-second violation. Oh, no, there's a whistle number 22. And I think that's not a number I see on the floor. Oh, yeah, that's Colton Mack. Okay, a foul on Colton Mack, so they're going to get a reboot here. They're putting it back in, 17-13 still the score. The same play, driving up. Gary Gould this time was on the post, and lots of driving in. They're trying to get it in underneath the basket, so the T-Jacks are driving at the right-hand side, not taking to the left-hand side either. Obviously, right-hand layup, easier. See if the Eagles can't, you know, compensate for that, start noticing. All right, driving into the baseline, Colton Mack will dish it back out to Carl. Hard shot for three, bounces high off the back rim and up to the scaffolding that holds the basket. And with under two to go here in the first half, substitution, Laya is going to sit down, and Anthony Reeve checks back in. All right, there we go. Under two to go here. The score is 17-13. Thank you for tuning in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP 88.1 FM and wonderful town, King Cove. All right, shot by Gary Gould, drains it just inside the three-point line, making it now 19-13. And need to see a little bit of action, some energy from these teams here as we go into it. Eagles looking to get on the board, see what that timeout did. Carl's got the ball. He looks for the pass, gets to the left-hand side. Colton drives the baseline, runs into Ian. Turns around like he's going to pass outside, but fakes it, turns back towards the basket, and one steps it up for the layup on the left-hand side. Great play by Colton Mack. The boy is on point. All right, pass down to Jason Duarte by Gary from the outside. No good as he does the fadeback shooter. Colton moving fast off the rebound. Takes it left and right. Good job by Ian staying on him. Carl for the three. Pass, no good. But there's a putback. Number 11, Ryder Gunderson gets the rebound, puts it up. 19-17 now. Sam Point starting to close the gap. Low scoring first half so far, only 19-17. Good defense by both teams. Oh, that's going to be a foul there. I think that was a kind of a moving pick, perhaps. A moving screen.
Yeah, moving screen, I believe.
Yeah, moving screen there by Jason, I think, is who was putting that one on. 41 seconds to go here. It's going to be a throw-in for Sandpoint. And both these teams are fighting real hard here for every basket. It's been a low-scoring first half, 19-17, but here we go. Eagles looking to tie it up or take the lead here as they go into the first half. Jesse with the ball.
passes right. Jesse for three. He's a little bit off balance, but it looks like it could go in. Doesn't go down. Rebound. Spot four. Picked up by the T-Jacks. 23 seconds, and Ian's going to slow this one down, but he's met at the half-court line. Ooh, pass to Gary. Down to Jason, who's underneath the basket. He passes to Anthony. Oh, and Anthony was trying to power up. He gets stripped away by Anthony. And, yeah, as it was stripped away by Anthony, the other Anthony for T-Jacks, yeah, Anthony Reeves kind of like reached out, like kind of tried to hack to get the ball back, and that's going to be a foul on him. Kind of a reflex move. 10 seconds to go. Sandpoint's going to have one last shot to try to get the game tied up here. Ryder stalling out. Passes Colton wide open for three. Good screen. It's a little hard, and with the final shot, no good for three. And here we are, end of the first half of the season. Respectful showing by both teams. Tight defense being played here. Going in, it's going to be 19-17. T-Jacks with the lead. We're going to go for a quick 10-minute timeout. They call it halftime. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back right after this.
All righty, Austin, I'll bring you out and put you in queue and let me know when you want to come back in, okay?
Roger that. Talk to you soon.
Take a break. Get a glass of water. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, live from Sandpoint School. They're taking their break after the first two quarters. Sandpoint Eagles facing off against the King Cove Tundra Jacks. First game of the season here on Thursday, January 12th, 7:34 here at the broadcast headquarters. This is Virgil. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate all of loaning your ears to us. The car is coming up right here with Down Boys, and we'll throw a little bit of recognition to the folks that help keep the lights on.
Trying to be cute, and it didn't work out. You were trying to be charming, and it didn't come off. You were trying to be clever, a big waste of time. You were trying to get rough, but you're waiting in line. Sharp, but they couldn't wait. You were trying to beat your tuna, but that didn't rate. You were trying to be smooth, you're rough on the edges. You were trying to be hysterical, and I still ain't laughing. You can't begin with a down boy. Oh, they don't hear a word you say.
programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
You know, if you're ever sitting there on a whim, you can always become a supporting member, a voting member of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. That's a nonprofit that owns and operates this community radio station. APradio.org/members. You also get a t-shirt or a sweatshirt there if you don't win one on the air tomorrow. Moving on, we'll fill up a little bit of time here with some new music from Nick Jonas. Played him earlier, play one more. This one's called Bacon. After that, Dance, Cake by the Ocean.
Pretty mind, silk thoughts, start a fire when you turn the lights off. Oh my, by God, when it made you a divine job. Oh, you've been hoping I'd give in, but I ain't feeling that feeling. Oh, yeah, you're right, maybe I'm tripping.
The one thing I love more than being with you.
That's late night, doing what I wanna do. I got sleep eyes, I woke up like this. Feel like I should throw some bacon. Only one thing I love more than being with you. And that's no time, no drama in my life.
When you've been with a broad, you go way back. And the love what keeps you coming back. And the love with a bad, got my back.
The one thing I love more than being with you. And that's late night, doing what I want to do. I got sleep eyes, I woke up like this. Feel like I should throw some bacon. Only one thing I love more than being with you. And that's no time, no drama in my life. You,
beast, I'm the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Been dangerous.
Take it out, DNCE, that is Dance with No Vowels, and bring in Austin. How you doing, Mr. Roof?
Cake by the Ocean or something there. Interesting song. All right, we're back here. Second half action. Me, Mikey Stroud, in the house here in Sandpoint, live. Eagles with the ball. Ryder taking a shot from downtown. It looked like it was good for three. No good, though. Picked up, though, by Colton, who's going to drive the baseline. His pass gets knocked around and picked up by Dylan Larson. So there we go, 19-17 is the score as we go into the third quarter. Sandpoint down by two. It was a defensive struggle between these two teams on the last quarter. They both did great. Oh, there's a shot, kind of low arc by Ian. Going to bounce around the rim, go back out, and a whistle there.
I believe it's a push on Anthony Reeve.
Yeah, Anthony Reeve putting some muscle into it, and he's going to come back out, and Lind, I believe is his last name. Yeah, Elijah Lind will come in. All right, the Eagles with the ball. Here we go. First minute into the second quarter. Come on down. It's not too late. There's a couple of seats left. It's mostly packed in here, but there is some room. Anthony Webster's going to drive the right-hand side. He beats his defender, but, man, just comes up a little off the point. Doesn't go down. Rebound by the Eagles, though. Pass back out to Anthony, who had a nice shot from the left-hand side, about 7 feet out. And, man, all around the top of the rim and back out. This time, T-Jax will pick up the ball, and they have possession. Ian's going to take it over to the top of the three-point line, puts up a shot, no go. Jason Duarte with a put-back attempt. That one also won't go in. It's a good soaring rebound. Put it back up, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles, though. So, and with that, we're going to have a quick little
timeout.
Timeout called by Randall Newman. And that was one of those timeouts where he walks out there with the clipboard in hand and goes to his knee. He's going to be writing down some pictures here to paint something here for the Eagles or the T-Jack. Abraham Bravo on the floor for the first time in the game, I believe, here.
Nice.
See him standing there. I like that. Nice. It is nice, yep.
He's a pretty good player. Like when he's on, he's like on.
Yeah, when you got a beard like that in high school, you're going to be something special.
No, Abraham doesn't really have a beard.
Though. Well, he can grow one. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Back into the game here. Ball in the hands of the T-Jack. Ian's going to get it and take it back out to the half-court line. Looking for the opportunity. Play being ran. Here they go. Call into motion. Jason comes out. Puts the screen on Colton. Assignment picked up by Carl. He stays on Ian. Ian stops, trying to get the foul, but passes to Gary. Gary comes around the top of the three-point line, gets the pass, and puts up a jumper. It's a good movement of the ball. It kind of like gets the defense off place a little bit because it's like kind of
it just creates little small openings.
Exactly. 21-17 now. Anthony for three, kind of hard off the glass, and rebound to Elijah Lind, and he just kind of sneaks in there and grabs the ball on you. So with 5:50 left here in the third quarter, the T-Jacks are up by 4, and they have possession. Here we go. Ooh. Man, picked up Ian picked up the ball. Ryder tried to strip it away. Can't do it, but man, he sees a wide open lane just straight down. He pretty much jolted from the half point line all the way up to the basketball, straight down the middle, and puts it up on the layup. Colton moving fast, making the defense work. Moving around, there's Abraham Bravo. Oh, fired down to Ryder, turns on the baseline, puts it up. Oh, it bounces all around the top of the rim. Doesn't go down, though. Rebound by the T-Jacks. 23-17 is the score. King Cove in the lead. Here we go. Ian with the ball. He's going to take it over to the left-hand side. And the T-Jacks reset the play as they don't take the pick. There's the pick again. This time, Colton is able to get around it. Looks like he got a little Charlie horse trying to get past that pick. Ian takes the ball up to the right-hand side. Shot, no good. Rebound to the T-Jacks. Here's Ian now for a long three-pointer. No good. Colton's waiting for it as it bounces hard off the back rim, and he picks up the ball. And Colton will move quickly, but seeing the T-Jacks respond quickly on defense, he'll wait for his team. Handing in the ball off to Anthony Webster for a long shot for three on the right-hand side. No good. It will bounce high off the backboard, off the back of the rim, and go not touching the scaffolding, over the scaffolding this time and out bounds. That is a high bounce. 4:30 on the clock, and the T-Jacks have the ball. Waiting for the motion as they get the play rolling. Dylan Larson with the ball. Oh, double dribble there, yep. He had the ball, he dribbled, pulled it up, turned, powered in. That's a dribble. That's a travel every single time. Double dribble, I believe they call that one, in fact.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Eagles with the ball. Colton's going to walk it past the half-court line. And he'll look for an opportunity. There's Ryder on the right-hand side. Oh, pass to the middle. Almost gets intercepted. But Carl will send it down to the baseline, where this time it is intercepted by Ian Samuelson. So with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, Ian will take the ball. Gary Gould now driving to the baseline. Oh, but Ryder is tailing him. He slaps the ball out of his hand. He's doing that like one-handed thing where you carry the ball on the layup, and Ryder smacked it out. Eagles with possession. Oh, and there's a foul. Aliyah Lind, as Ryder was getting the ball past him, Aliyah kind of like did a little hip check on him, and Aliyah went down hard in the process. And that was contact defense. Oh, my goodness. I just saw Coach Sargent just grab Wolf and literally slide him down the bench to make room down the bench as he's talking to him. That was a power move right there. All right, as we see some, Dylan Larson's going to sit down. Ryder's going to sit down. In the game is going to come Jesse Starnes and Anthony Reeve. All right, here we go. Eagles with the ball. Anthony gets a shot off. No good. Off the left-hand side. Carl with a putback. He rebounded, steps backwards, and put it up from about 7 feet out. Good for two, 23-19 now. T-Jack still with the lead. And here we go. King Cove ran the play at the top of the three-point line. Aliyah will pass up to Ian. He's going to take drive at the left-hand side. Oh, all the way home. Carries it to the basket. He's able to get past all sorts of defenders and puts it up. Good for two. All right. So here we go. Anthony taking the shot for three. No good. Rebound by the T-Jacks. And, man, Jason was able to grab the ball and, like, shuffle steps right up to the out-of-bounds line and just stands there on his tiptoes holding the ball. Hands it off. Doesn't go out of bounds. Good play. 2:45 on the clock here in the third quarter. 25-19. T-Jacks with the ball. Ian calls the play. He's driving up the left-hand side again. Oh, no. I think they're going to call that blocking. Oh, charging. As Abraham Bravo stood there, and man, Ian was coming right at him like a freight train. Abraham did move, but I think you're allowed to move a little bit when...
Yeah, like once you like get hit, you're allowed to move backwards.
Yeah, it's kind of a changed move when it comes to charging now, because he was moving. They call it... Oh, and there's Wolf. He's in. Abraham sat down. So off the charge, Eagles with possession. Ball goes out of bounds. Free throw on the hat on the sideline. Colton with it. He finds Anthony. Anthony drives past the defense on the baseline. Nice layup. Puts it in. 25-21. T-Jacks with the lead. 2:30 to go here on the clock here in the third quarter. Ian's going to walk it up. Kind of a slow-paced offense tonight. Both these teams are calculating. Oh, but man, Jason was left wide open right there about 5 feet out from the basket. And Gary saw the opening, laser passed it down to him. That's going to be a six-point lead now for the T-Jacks. Two to go here on the clock. Colton Mack looking for the screen. Ian's ready for it. So, oh, man, they call that a pick and roll.
Yeah, pick and roll.
Yep, because Carl was just waiting for it, gets the pass at the three-point line after he set the pick. He drains it. The bread and butter of the NBA. All right, down by three. Eagles looking for a chance here. They get the rebound as Ian misses the shot. Colton with a fast break. He's got Ian between him and the basket. Oh, it's a far-reaching layup. He was like about, man, maybe like 7 feet out, and he tried to lay it up like with a way off-balance shot. Good defense by Ian forcing Colton to an awkward position. Doesn't get it, and there's a foul off the rebound. It's going to be a possession for the King Cove T-Jacks now. They got 90 seconds on the clock here in the third quarter, 27-24. King Cove with the lead. Ian again is going to walk up to the half-court line. He'll hand it off to Gary. Gary's met with a double-team trap right there. Almost loses possession. Anthony and Jesse kind of surprised him there. Looks like the Eagles are going to work a trap on Gary right there at the half-court line, but that leaves Aliyah goal. Oh, man! Aliyah for a long-distance two. Man, they didn't see that one coming. It hit it off. It kind of like hooked in and hit the glass hard and went down. Great shot by Aliyah. 60 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Colton gets past the defense on the right-hand side. Count the basket as he drives up the right-hand post. He had three defenders all around him and just muscles up the layup and gets fouled.
He's going to be shooting another one.
Yes,
right here.
Sir. He'll go to the free throw line. That was a great, good defensive trap there by the T-Jacks as they enclosed around Colton. But, man, he did a great job working his way around it. Here's his free throw shot off the front. Jason, again, with the lane violation. I think they changed the rules on the free throw.
You're allowed to move once the ball leaves the person's hand.
No, I mean, but they didn't. I don't understand. So Jason's going to sit down here. Anthony's going to come back in. Colton's going to get one last try here. Is that like a behind-the-back spin? They just, well, that's pretty nice. That time he hits it. And that's how you can tell a really good player. First time they'll miss it, second time not so much. 29-27 here as we go into the final 45 seconds of the third quarter. And that's going to be a full timeout called there by Randall Newman. Saw his lead slip away there. They were up by like 7 for a few minutes there. And by the way that the game's been played, 7 points is actually quite a bit. You know, it's no one's really made a fast break. You know, sometimes you'll see these two teams play. I mean, look at it. We're at the end of the third quarter. It's only 29-27. You know, that's oftentimes like a first half score.
Yeah, like, it's a pretty low-scoring game. It's obviously, you can see that both teams stepped up their defensive game over the year.
Yep, they've been sticking to the man-to-man, both sides, working a hard man-to-man defense, which is interesting because both of their offenses run heavy on picks, on screens. And so that's opened up a lot of opportunities. We saw Carl with that nice pick and roll there. The T-Jacks have been setting up lots of screens to open up drives on the left-hand and the right-hand side. So good offense, good defense from both these squads. I think, and also, you know, they've been just having coached cross-country, I can tell you, in the preparation for the season, as you have your first practice, you're just wondering what the other team is like. And so both these squads have just been wondering what the other one's going to look like, and now they're getting the first taste, and I think they're just kind of feeling each other out. We got the road trip coming up next week. I'll be on the road with the teams. We're going to have games coming up nightly. Hopefully we'll have more than one series of games every night. T-Jacks have the ball now as they go into the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Gary with the ball. He loses the dribble for a second, but gets it right back, being tightly guarded by Jesse Starnes. Jesse trying to stay on. Good shift on assignments there as Ian picks. But, oh, man, great screen by Dylan Larson. Causes Colton to lose his guard on Ian, and Ian's able to drive the baseline for a wide-open layup. Great screen there by Dylan. Fast move of the ball there as Colton drives in fast, and Gary was looking to try and pick up the charge, but they're going to call, I think, a blocking.
Yeah, it looks like it's a blocking foul.
And Jesse's going to sit down, and Joseph Ortega will come back in the game. Throw in from the sideline for Colton. Only 3.2 seconds. They're going to have time to touch the ball and put it up. What? No. It started... Oh, no. They started the clock before the ball was in play. So right when the ball was passed in from the sideline, the buzzer goes off, and you just saw the bench on the Eagles side just jump up like, what happened? So I think they're going to reset that one for 3.2 seconds. A little slip of the finger there. All right, here we go. They're going to try this one more time. 40 seconds are now on the clock. Not exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for 4 seconds. They're going to take a quick second to figure out how the board works. And, yep, there we go. 4 seconds punched in. And Colton's going to get the throw-in attempt one more time here. And they're set up very interesting. Four spread kind of staggered a little bit. Standpoint looking for it. Judge's going to get it. No, that's not going to be enough time. Colton fires off a shot. Oh, just too much. And I think they even started it late that time because that was a little bit longer than 4 seconds, it felt like. Colton was just trying to fire it off, and he fired so hard that it hit the basket that's pulled up on the sideline. That's a lot of arc. He was trying to get around a couple players, though. So with 0.5 seconds, they're going to see if T-Jack can't get it. And they're just going to let the clock run out. And going into the fourth and final quarter of this contest, score will be 31 for the T-Jacks, 27 standpoint. And it's been a great matchup so far. Very defensive game, as we've been saying this whole time. I want to take a quick word for our sponsors and say thank you to the Illusions East Borough, King Cove, City of King Cove, City of Standpoint, also Tel Alaska, GCI, Peninsula Airways, wonderful sponsors, and the Alu Corporation make this happen, but really we need the members who are listening right now to come in and become a member of KSTP. It just takes a moment. You go onto our website, go to donate, and there's a spot where you can become a member. Give us a call at 383-KSTP. We'd love to have you be a member. It makes such a difference in keeping these programs coming. And don't forget, tomorrow at 1 p.m., listen in. Big Wave Dave's going to play a snippet of a song, and we're going to have Name That Song, giving away a free sweatshirt and a radio. So that's going to be fun. And if you're in King Cove, we'll mail it out to you. So make sure you call in King Cove. All right, here we go. Into the fourth quarter we are, and it is 31-27.
Pretty close game.
Absolutely. King Cove with possession. So let's see what they do here as we see they're not going to widen their lead a little bit. They're spending a lot of time passing it out in between the three-point line and the half-court line. Jason brings in, turns into the paint, puts up the shot. No good. Wolf jacks it with a rebound, but, man, Dylan Larson all over Wolf trying to snatch the ball, and we're going to see some full-court pressure here as the ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Wolf. Yeah, Dylan was clapping, trying to call the team over. Here they are. Oh, a high pass. Oh, picked up by Wolf, who's driving fast. And, man, Ian got between him and the basket. He tried to pull up, and as he was putting the brakes on, the ball kind of hits his foot or his knee and goes out of bounds. But good pickup by Wolf, and I think he kind of like the dog who caught the car. He was just surprised he had the ball. He was running as fast as he could possibly run. And, makes a quick correction. All right, defense now for the Eagles as Ian drives up the left-hand side and puts it down. 33-27, that six-point lead coming back here for the King Cove T-Jacks. All right, fourth quarter. Both teams want the win. Here's Colton. Pulls back, finds Joseph at the baseline for three. Oh, just at the top of the rim. Dylan Larson on the fast break, gets the feet. Oh, what a foul. That's going to be close to flagrant right there. I'm not sure what they're going to call that because that was a foul. Joseph Ortega literally climbs on top of the back of Dylan and slaps the ball down. I don't think they're going to call that a flagrant foul, but, man, when you put your hand on the back of the guy as he's going up for the layup and use him as a stepping stool to block the ball.
It's going to be a foul.
It's going to be a foul, at least. All right. Dylan's first attempt does not go down. 33-27 is the score. King Cove still with the lead. Dylan will get a second attempt here. And just a low arc. Dylan! Oh, man, there we go. The putback by Jason Duarte goes down, and this six-point lead just turned into an eight-point lead. Standpoint looking for something on the board here to get back into this game. Colton's going to pull back, Carl for three off the pick and roll.
Oh, just
on the back iron. Colton fought hard to get the rebound. He ran right in there, and Jason Duarte and him both touched it. Went off the hands of Colton last, the referee says.
Yeah. But I noticed that, like, Dylan shoved Carl, though.
Yep. Oh, man, now we're seeing a fast break here. 10-point game now as King Cove's trying to run away with things here. Ian just had a drive in there that he took all the way pretty much coast-to-coast and put it up and in. All right, ball now in the hands of Joseph. Joseph takes the right-hand side. He's being tightly guarded by Gary. Hands it off to Wolf. Back to Colton. Oh, Colton drives into the lane. Great job just keeping his composure. Takes it all the way up to the basket and puts it in for two. We need to see more of that inside basketball game here from Sandpoint and King Cove. 29-37, T-Jacks with the lead. We're under 6 minutes to go here in the game. Ian with the ball. He's on the right-hand side. Oh, he looks, fakes the right, the pass to the right, takes it left, drives in, but loses the ball. He's able to save it from going out of bounds. And Aliyah Lind sets that one up, and there we go. A timeout called. Sandpoint's going to try to figure out how they can't get things back in control here. They're down by 10, 39-29. And, man, King Cove went on the first major run of the game here. Right there, extending their lead. They were only up by about 3, and now they're up by 10.
Man, it's, like, surprising that a lot of players of Sandpoint aren't hitting their shots from the three-point line. That's, like, their bread and butter.
You know, and that's not what you want to do in high school basketball in particular. You see a lot of high school basketball teams trying to make the shots from the three-point line. You're never going to win a game from the three-point line in the high school level. It just doesn't happen. You have to get the ball inside. You have to get it underneath the basket. That's where you're going to have easier times. And, yeah, they're taking lots of three-point shots. They're missing them. And that's very consistently what you see happen in lots of high school basketball games. So hopefully Sandpoint can turn around here, maybe shoot, get some of those. Oh, here's a fast break by Anthony. He takes it in. There you go. See, two-point shot off the baseline, about 7 feet out from the basket. A fast break right there off the throw-in. Move the ball. A lot of territory to get that one in. Down by 8, Sandpoint on the defense now. King Cove looking to hang on to their lead. Gary Gold being tightly guarded by Jesse Sarnes. He's able to get the pass off to Aliyah. Ian's going to take a shot for three. That's a great line. Just a little bit short. Hits the top of the rim. Picked up by Colton Mack off the rebound. Colton moving quick. He doesn't have a lot of time. He knows he wants to cover a lot of territory. What a layup.
Down another one.
That was a great layup by Colton there. He was just takes it all the way far out to the right-hand side, like extends his right arm and brings up for almost a hook, it looks like, as he makes the layup. He had defenders all over. Oh, steal by Jesse. He pulls back, sees Ryder. Ryder drills it in, and up and over, but Jesse follows up for the rebound, turns, and puts the basket in. Sandpoint trails by 4 now with 4:30 to go here. 6-point run by Sandpoint. Great effort by both these teams, and this is a game now. 4:20 on the clock. King Cove with the ball. Ball is stripped away by Jason, but he gets it back, and there's Carl with a clean block. Colton Mack now has possession. Jason Duarte hit his right knee, something fierce, and he's limping around trying to walk it off, so they're going to call a whistle really quickly for injury there. As Jason is trying to walk it off. It looks like he may have gotten a muscle cramp, kind of grabbing at his right below his knee where his calf is, and those are just notorious for the muscle cramps. But, man, he's going to be okay, Mom and Dad. Don't worry. He's out there just kind of looks like he's working out the Charlie horse. What a run by Sandpoint coming out of nowhere. Down by 10. I'm not going to lie. It looked like they had the kiss of death going on there with the game. They were just not able to turn anything around. And now, man, fast movement, getting things going. They're trailing by 4 with 4 minutes to go. Lots of time left in the game.
Yeah, Sandpoint team is definitely a scrappy team.
Here we are. All right, Jesse really kind of helping turn that one around. A freshman coming in off the bench, helping to turn the tide. Colton's going to drive in. Oh, nice bounce pass onto the baseline. Anthony has defenders all around him, so he takes it back outside, turns around, fires off. No good. Dylan gets a fast break, though. Carl tries to come up behind him and slap the ball off, but Dylan keeps good composure. That was a cherry-pick pass by Gary. Good job by Dylan getting two more points on the board for the T-Jacks. Eagles trail by six. Anthony for three. It's a good line. Oh, off the top of the rim. Picked up by Gary Gold, but he's got defenders all over him. Colton trying to snatch it away. No good. Ian moving fast. Nice behind-the-back dribble.
Ooh.
Gets past the defense. Oh, but the deflection as Dylan was putting up the shot. And a foul on Jesse. What's called there? And that whistle by the referee kind of came quick. So they called that on Jesse. Coach Sargent getting the explanation from referee Michelle. All right, T-Jacks have possession. They've got 3:12 on the clock and a six-point lead. Eagles on a run trying to get things moving here. Ian burning down the clock as best he can. They're just dribbling outside. Here's Gary driving into the paint. He puts up the shot. No good. Walks over to the ball and tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. And with 2:59 on the clock here in the fourth quarter, Sandpoint will take possession of the ball. Colton's going to be allowed to take it past half court. He finds Carl on the left-hand side. Carl looks for the pass. Finds Jesse on the right-hand side. Gary puts a hand in there, forces the pass. Anthony, drives the ball up into the paint, puts the shot up just near the free throw line. Not going to go in, a little short. Rebound goes to the T-Jacks. King Cove now with 2:30 on the clock. They're just going to try to burn the clock down. Sandpoint's got to put the pressure on. There they go. Elijah able to get a couple seconds off the clock. Ian gets the ball. He drives up the baseline, but it's no good. Colton with the rebound. Jesse with the... Man, what a cherry-pick pass. Pass the defense
nice.
By Colton Mack. Jesse's able to bring it in like a... Oh, no!
Oh!
Jesse put that layup in, and now off the full-court press. Colton Mack snatches the ball back. Gary was trying to say it hit off of Colton. Referee called it in favor of Sandpoint. Colton throwing it underneath his own basket. Sandpoint's down by four. Anthony on the baseline near the three-point line. He's tightly guarded by Eli. He needs help. That's going to be a three-point violation. Forces a bad pass. Ian picks it off. There's Jason. Oh, what a deflection! Carl just runs right up in there and slams it out of Jason's hand. Ball in the hands of Sandpoint now as it gets trades possession a few times. 4 points down. Colton pivoting, looking for help. He sees Carl below the basket. Carl gets it back outside to Jesse. Jesse Starnes from about 7 feet out, puts it in off the glass.
It's a two-point game now.
Two-point game, full timeout called by King Cove. Man, I'm going to tell you, I love Sandpoint, I love King Cove, but I really love a good basketball game. And this just became one as we're down by two. Sandpoint making things interesting. The score is 41-39 with 1:41 to go here. And I'm going to tell you, if you had to say who really fueled the turnaround for Sandpoint, it was Jesse Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he put probably 6 points in the last 2 minutes. He, man, just was able to really make some clutch plays. And it's interesting because, you know, freshman coming in off the bench, he gets the ball on some pretty wild cherry-pick passes, and he brings it in almost like he's a wide receiver in football, takes it in, and then just, like, puts it hard off the glass, and it goes in. Entertaining to watch him play.
Yeah, I've actually had the opportunity to play a couple of times against Jesse.
And he lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, like, he's a pretty good basketball player, and him just being a freshman, he has a lot of potential to grow and even be better.
Absolutely. He's a junior high superstar. All right, here we go. T-Jacks with possession. They're looking to burn it down. They're only up by two now. They were ahead by 10. Ian going to try to drain the clock out. 1:31 left on the clock here. They're shuffling the ball at the half-court line between Ian and Gary. Ian now going to drive the baseline. He gets past Jesse. Pulls up, though. Pass down to Jason, who turns into the basket, gets past the defense, and puts it up for two. Great shot by Jason Duarte. Up by four now, King Cove, looking for a chance to keep their lead. Sandpoint runs into the paint. Jesse, with the behind. He takes it underneath
like
the basket, behind
reserve.
The head.
Yeah, reverse
a
layup.
A reverse layup. Oh, my goodness, Jesse. Puts it within 2 points now, underneath 60 seconds. Ball's in the hands of Gary. Oh, the ball goes on the floor. Gary keeps it, but Jesse takes it. Oh, man, Jesse almost knocked it away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jesse Starnes. And, man, Jesse Starnes just lighting this up.
Yep, debut.
Gotta look good. 50 seconds left in the game. Here we go. Ian with the ball. He gets it back to Gary. He takes it back outside. You got to put the pressure on. Ian now with the ball. Oh, and okay, foul by Colton. I think that was probably pushing. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a reaching in foul. He was trying to get the ball. And probably intentional. They're trying to maybe get it to the point where they're able to get the ball in on free throws, but it's going to be a throw-in. They're not in jeopardy. No, they're not in jeopardy,
like
but
one
bonus. They're not in bonus yet. Oh, Carl almost snatched it away. Carl playing one of the best games I've seen him play in his whole career, too, tonight. Oh, the ball's lost, and it goes over and back again by Gary.
Oh.
Sam Point's going to have possession here with a chance to tie the game.
That is definitely not like Gary. Gary's a terrific player.
Gary's a fantastic player. Yeah, he just was tight defense, you know. They're putting the pressure on, and they're hanging out near the half-court line. I thought that was going to happen. Colton Mack with the ball. Hands up to Carl for three. Sam Point has the lead. With the three-point shot, Sam Point's up by one.
Now they just have to stop him.
15 seconds on the clock. T-Jax with the ball. Ian, he has a look of determination, but the ball goes to the floor, and Colton picks it up. Picked up by Carl. And there's a foul.
4 seconds left. Man.
They're going to call that a personal foul as Dylan grabbed onto Colton trying to force the foul. And, man, 4.9 seconds left on the clock. Colton's going to go to the line on personal foul.
Like, this is always, it's like the moment of, like, make it or break it. Like, the heartbreaking moment.
Jesse Starnes coming in off the bench.
Saved everything.
Saved the game. Drove the team. Colton was there. I mean, I'm going to say it wasn't just Jesse. Colton was staying consistent. Carl playing some of the best basketball I've seen him play. He's gotten a lot more control of himself and the ball, doing a great job. But Jesse just came in and just ramped up the energy. He scored some clutch baskets, and gotta say, man, great job. King Cove, they've been holding on this whole game, and this personal foul, Colton's going to go to the line for at least two, maybe three. I'm not sure if you get it for three.
It's like two, and you only shoot one if you have made the layup beforehand.
All right, we're going to see what happens here.
He's going to be shooting two, I know that. So if he sinks both of us, he potentially just put the game away.
All right, here's Colton with his first attempt. It's good. Here's his second attempt. Yeah, he has one more attempt, and then Sandpoint will get possession. So Sandpoint's now up by two with 4.9 seconds and possession. Oh, Colton misses his second one. So that still puts King Cove within striking distance. Sandpoint's going to have possession on the throw-in here with 4.9 seconds.
King Cove better work fast if they want it.
Yep. Carl's got the ball. Let's see if they foul. They're not fouling. There's a foul. They do foul in time. No, that... Are they going to let it run out there? Yeah, they're going to let it run out. Oh, and man, what a great game by both these teams. It was back and forth. King Cove held on to a lead, but man, Jesse Starnes, player of the game, just brought it back. Colton helped glue it all together. Great game by Carl. Great game by both these teams. Ian coming strong. Jason with a great game as well. But both these teams fought very hard here tonight, and the final score, 45 for Sandpoint, 43 for King Cove. We're going to be back again tomorrow, 5:30 here for the boys. They'll be playing 5:30 tomorrow once again. See who's going to be able to win the second round. And after that, we're going to have 7 o'clock. The girls playing again over there in King Cove. I'm going to leave it back to you, Virgil.
What a crazy game to start off the season with. Thank you so much for the coverage, gentlemen.